So I want to thank you for this Sunday interview. I know it's Sunday and everything, so we'll keep it a brief interview. But I'll remind our show listeners that the RIDM Festival, the Documentary Film Festival, takes place in theaters on November 10th to the 21st and is online as well, too, this year from the 14th to the 25th. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day, Marlene, to talk to us. So maybe we can start with a simple question of what can theater goers and the online audiences experience at this year's RIDM Festival if they've never been there or if they've been there inside the past like I have been. What can they expect from this year's festival?
So basically, we're following in the footsteps of other years in the sense that the artistic vision and rigor for creative documentaries is still the same. We've prepared a lineup of 120 powerful and exciting films for festival goers this year from 44 countries, including 54 films from Quebec and Canada. And we're very proud that half are made by women filmmakers. So as you mentioned, the festival will be hybrid this year. So from the 10th to the 21st, it'll be in theaters. And from November 14th to the 25th, it'll be followed online. All the films, we're very also happy to say, will be in both theaters and online, except with the exception of two films, Cow by Andrea Arnold and the incredible film by a Mumbai-based filmmaker, Payal Kapadia, A Night of Knowing Nothing, which won Best Documentary Award at Cannes this year. So we're also very excited to show that to festival goers here in Quebec. So that's a...
Yeah, anything with Andrea Arnold's, it instantly picks up my interest because she's definitely a director who I admire her work a lot of. So what are some of the themes or subjects presented inside of these documentaries? Maybe you can talk about a few of them, you know, that normally documentaries have the power to inform as well to entertain, but also speak to sociopolitical, you know, issues inside of our society.
Absolutely. And this year is no exception to that. I think more than ever, we need documentaries to kind of bring some kind of awakening to whatever is happening socially onto film. And this year, where our opening film is a prime example of the kinds of films that we realize are circulating the festival circuit. For example, Futura, which is made by three very prominent and interesting and contemporary Italian filmmakers. One of them is a director of Happy as Lazzaro, Alice Rohwacher. Futura is about the hopes and dreams from a diverse range of young people. It's a very multi-layered film and a profound film about a generation of young people who are both hopeful and uncertain about the future, so resonating with the general state of the world since the pandemic. And we have seen there are other coming of age films in the same topic, let's say, young people searching for a better future, looking for identity and self-realization, such as the other filmmaker by another Italian filmmaker, and that's Brotherhood. And that's a film about three young brothers in Bosnia trying to search for a better future for themselves. We also have some fascinating films from Quebec this year from the filmmakers of Manoir, who had their film at the RIDM a few years ago. There's Dehors, Serge Dehors. Filmmakers Martin Fournier and Pierre-Luc Latulippe bring the story of Serge Thériault, who is a Quebec actor and who was isolated in his house for 7 years due to a depression. And the film is about Serge and his family. So that's a film not to miss. We also have a film by for those who love experimental style films, we have the film Animal Macula by Sylvain L'Espérance, a fascinating new film depicting the troubled world of and the violent relationship between humans and animals. So in that sense, films about the environment is another theme that is very prevalent this year in the festival. So yeah, those are a few titles.
So besides the documentary films that will be presented, will there be other activities, maybe guest panels, or like I said as well too, there's going to be an award show happening at the very end of this festival as well too.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And there are going to be a lot of roundtables as part of the forum and the industry and the market. But we also have a wonderful retrospective lined up for you by the incredible and prolific Ukrainian-born Russian filmmaker and producer Vitaly Mansky. I don't know if you know a little about his work, but he's been making films over 30 years now, and he's won prizes worldwide. His filmmaking is very provoking and compelling. He is a masterful storyteller, and I'm very excited to say that festival goers will be able to experience 7 of his titles this year at the festival, and one of which will be Gorbachev Heaven, his latest title. As the title indicates, it's about Gorbachev, the last president of the Soviet Union. Vitaly Mansky is a filmmaker who not only makes films about Russia and the surrounding region, but he's also made titles and his camera he's turned his camera onto the international territories such as North Korea and Cuba. So that's definitely something to watch out for during the festival.
Definitely. And as well, too, it must be very special to have the festival back inside of theaters this year. So how does it feel, or what is the impact of being allowed to have the festival back inside the theaters and to provide, you know, a type of audience setting to see these films as well, to have discussions about these films post-screening?
Yes, we're very excited. I think everybody misses being in theaters and watching films how they need to be watched originally on the big screen. That's where you get the full impact of films, especially that a lot of these movies that we're showcasing are creative documentaries. So they're best seen when you're immersed in a dark room with the best type of visuals and sound. I think what we're offering filmgoers to at least one seance for them to come and see the films in theaters. If not, they can do a catch-up online for four days consecutive. So that's very exciting as well. Of course, we'll be respecting all the guidelines. Everything will be planned ahead so that festival goers are safe as they're watching the films in theaters.
All right. And normally we like to end on to a fun question, but before we get to our fun question, I'll remind our listeners that this year's RIDM Festival, the Documentary Film Festival, takes place in theaters from November the 10th to the 21st and is online from the 14th to the 25th. More information is found onto the RIDM website. So for our fun question, what is one film that you've seen recently that you feel that everybody should get to watch it? It can be an old, it can be a new, it can be one at this year's festival.
Let me finish it off by saying that we're also very excited to have an incredible film for our closing film at the festival this year. It's Gabor, the film. It's the first feature length by Joanie Lafreniere. It's a fun and warm-hearted film about the talented photographer Gabor Silazi, who is a Canadian artist known for humanist vision of his social documentary photography. So we're very excited about this film as well, and it'll be a world premiere. So yeah, that's definitely a coup de cœur for us at the festival this year.
That sounds great. Well, I want to thank you for your time this morning. And like I said, more information can be found at the RIDM Festival website. Thank you for your time.